And today's the day. We can say that Election Day is a week away. In a few minutes, we'll check in on Florida, one of the key battleground states.
But first, Iraqi forces are facing fierce resistance as they enter the eastern outskirts of Mosul. ISIS is using rocket-propelled grenades and small arms fire as they fight to hold that city, which they captured 2 years ago. It is the largest city that they control, and the Obama administration believes that by taking territory back from ISIS, including Mosul, the group will have more difficulty attracting new fighters. Kevin Barron is executive editor for Defense One. He was in Iraq last week with Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Kevin, welcome, and tell us more about what we know about what's happening there today. What are you hearing about the fight?
Well, today is the first day that the coalition troops have reached and breached the city limits. So we've been talking about Mosul for 2 weeks, but really these have all been the preparatory pushes around Mosul to encircle the city and block off routes to take villages. Now is when the fight really begins, and it could be weeks and months. And what we're hearing is different reports of fighting and resistance overnight. Some of it's being called fierce fighting. I'm not sure how to qualify that or what that means exactly compared to, you know, other battles in other cities. But it's as expected. The ISIS has dug in, and from the very beginning at the outskirts of the city, they're fighting back.
And we've heard about, as this battle has gone on, ISIS putting people out there, civilians, as human shields. Do we have any more detail about how ISIS is fighting back?
The report you're seeing is that it's classic street fighting. There are signs of families trying to flee. ISIS has tried to push families back into the city. Lots of folks have already come out. But it's a big city. And on the other side, there's not as much action yet. The plan all along has been to come up from the south, to come in from the east with the Peshmerga and the Iraqi forces, and have kind of a sweeping movement around to the west, which has been left open so far towards Syria. So you're seeing lots of car bombs to stop the way, reports of berms and vehicles and booby traps and tunnels, everything that we've been told for months and months that troops would see, they're seeing so far.
How big a role are U.S. forces there playing in this fight?
Big in that this couldn't happen without U.S. forces, but U.S. forces are not doing most of the trigger pulling or launching mortars. And they're launching some fires. They're doing lots of air cover. So U.S. troops like to say that they're the enablers, which means it's everything, like again, everything but the front infantrymen. But they're also doing a lot of special operation force activity ahead of the lines as well up all the way into Syria. So one of the points that Secretary of Defense Carter made last week was not only if you envision the war, not only is it Americans on the back advising, calling in airstrikes, helping the Iraqis take the lead and move forward, there is a very active Special Operations Forces role that goes in to take out ISIS leadership. And they made a point to say a week ago that those activities and those missions have taken out more than 35 significant leaders, and it has disrupted ISIS's ability to set up their defense of the city. Exactly how is what we're going to find out.
The Secretary of Defense also said last week that the U.S. would help in going after the city of Raqqa in Syria after this Mosul offensive. Do you have a sense that the offensive against Raqqa would begin while the Mosul offensive is going on?
Well, yes, only because the Mosul offensive is going to take a long time. Don't think of it as this week or next. We asked Secretary Carter repeatedly about when would Raqqa start. It's what everyone in Syria and Turkey and NATO is paying attention to. And he would only say weeks. He wouldn't be pinned down to if that means 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. It just meant weeks, not months. But a bigger point that another U.S. official made for us was that the U.S. has decided to not do these two things simultaneously, to go after Mosul first. It really is the bigger city. It's the big test for the entire ground coalition to push ISIS out of Mosul, to take back that city, to really begin Iraq's rebirth, and that Raqqa would come next. They definitely will overlap. It's wrong to think of it that Mosul will end at some point and a flag will be raised and then troops will move on to Raqqa. These are two very separate operations, and as far as we know, U.S. special operators and coalition troops are just miles outside of Raqqa already.
That's Kevin Barron, executive editor for Defense One, talking with us about the battle for Mosul, which ISIS currently controls, that battle in its second week, entering its third week. Kevin, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.